YOLO.
Okay, never mind. What's up, guys? We're back.
Today we're talking about Fidel.
Don't tell me. We're gonna give him some hints.
He's tall, likes bananas, likes cigars, likes ice cream.
That's right. You got it wrong. It's not Mikhail Gorbachev. It's actually Fidel Castro, the man behind Cuba. Now, if you don't know what Cuba is, it's an island. It's a small island in the Caribbean. Say what you want. I don't care. I'm not the government man.
So let me tell you about this man called Hugo Cabrera.
Oh yeah, he helped him. I watched a documentary
around this area. And doing junk, like he was saying. He was like,
cool,
do you guys want to be communists? And only two people said yes. Paraguay said yes, but guess what? Cuba didn't say yes immediately.
Cuba was sad.
Castro was in charge of Cuba at the time, but he was a nationalist. He didn't want to be. Everyone wanted nationalism. It was bad. So Q and him, they overthrew the government and said, you know what? Yeah, epic. And so the USA was like, no, es mijo, and tried to take Guantanamo Bay. Fidel used his big mammoth hands to say no.
This was in the Bay of Pigs invasion that Castro crushed with his bare fist. He went up to the U.S. He said, guess what, boys? This is how it's going to work. You're going to die. And he just took he did the Thanos snap, basically. He went like, and then, they all did.
So basically, there was this thing called the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we're only going to tell you a bit about it because we're going to use it for the Khrushchev-yes episode.
We'll milk it and make a whole separate episode on it.
Yeah, but so here's a brief summary. So basically, Khrushchev came up and said, hey, my nukes, they're super cool. They're super radical, but I don't want to use my cool ones right now. Can I use my short-range ones in your country? And they said, you know what? No, we don't want to look like we're your puppet. But then 2 days later, they were like, you know what? Sure, maybe we will. And then
we'll some cigars, though. They got them.
Yeah, and now you have Levi, our epic
okay, boys,
we're
talking about now.
Fidel Castro.
So after this, Q Cabrera just decided to die.
Expand.
Pointing out Washington, D.C., and they were all scared. And the day before they were going to launch an invasion of Cuba, Khrushchev was like, how about we stop this? It was a very smart move because no one wants Fidel to die. Come on.
Fidel's an amazing man.
Yeah. This episode, I can't wait to do more specials like this on different countries. But this is the special. Next special will be on Angola.
Okay, guys, listen. I'm going to tell you how he died. So he died of natural causes on the evening of November 25th, 2016. 3 years ago. Not that pretty recent.
He was an old man.
All natural causes. All natural, organic, GMO-free.
Basically, Ben here will tell you about all the things Castro completed and got cool.
Castro was my dad.
Yeah, basically. He made a giant ice cream temple to worship ice cream. It was awesome.
It was so cool. All the kids were like epic.
Yeah,
it was so cool. Everyone was like,
yeah.
It was the most epic gamer thing ever. And so, yeah, that happened. But then he just died.
By the way, all these voices you're hearing, we're actually recording this in the middle of school, so yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of epic. They all love the podcast. They're all big fans. Castro did some other cool things. He went up to Angola. He was like, you know, I'm going to help you with your cool little civil war. We'll have an episode on that, though. That was epic. It was gamerish. Goodbye. Yeah, click.